got the new cable converter box.
Woohoo! Moving on up to pay-per-view. Next stop, Saturday night, the Caribbean Tropic Bikini Contest.
Let's get this baby hooked up.
Yes,
see if it works.
Yes, yes. Now, JT, should I feel guilty that I'll be looking at girls in thongs considering, you know, going out with Dana?
Look at it this way. It doesn't matter where you work up your appetite, as long as you come home for supper.
Hey, don't shake it like that. You're gonna break it.
I'm not gonna break it.
I think I broke it.
Great, now we can't watch the contest, thanks to you.
Oh, I got it. We'll just hook up the converter box to Dad and Carol's TV and watch in the living room.
I don't know, JT, if I feel comfortable looking at yabos while your dad and Carol are around.
Relax, man. They're not going to be there. They're going to Dad's high school reunion Saturday night, and the girls are going to some lame figure skating event.
Yeah, but JT, our TV is still wrecked.
Hey, I got it. Let's invite a bunch of guys over and charge them to watch it with us. Figure about 20 horny guys at $15 a pop. That's enough to pay for the contest and get a new TV. What do you think?
I think invite a few more pathetic guys, we'll have enough for VCR.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I can't tell you, because I have an X-rated opinion in a PG-rated room.
I'm glad you like it. This is what I'm going to wear to your 25th high school reunion.
Oh, God, gee, I just threw my back out scooping the ice cream off. No reunion for me, honey. Darn, darn, darn. I'm so disappointed. Why is it that bad things happen to good people anyway?
Give it up, Frank. There is nothing wrong with your back. You've been trying to weasel out of this reunion for weeks.
I don't get it. Why don't you want to go to your reunion?
Two words. Roy Tucker.
Roy who?
Roy Tucker. He went to high school with me. He was better than me at everything. I mean, I was popular. He was the most popular. I was good at football. He was the best at football. I dated a cheerleader. He dated her mother.
Let it go, Frank. It was 25 years ago.
Yeah, but every time I see him, honey, he just rubs my nose in his successes.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're not going because this one guy outdid you.
No, it's not just that. He also forced me to arm wrestle him in front of the whole football team. It was the most humiliating moment of my life.
Just because he beat you?
No, not just because of that. After he beat me, the team ran my jockstrap up the flagpole. It's not funny. I was still in it.
Come on, Frank. Don't let this guy beat you again by intimidating you into not going to your reunion.
Honey, I know you're right.
So you'll go?
Yes, I'll go. But if my underwear ends up on that flagpole, you're going up after.
Oh.
Sounds good, Mikey. See you in a few minutes. Hey, and don't forget about the $15. Okay, bye. Yes! That makes 20 customers for our pay-per-view booty blowout. Watching girls in bikinis and making money doing it. Call me corny, but I'm proud to be an American.
Well, don't start waving your flag yet there, Billy Bob. You still gotta get your parents and the girls out of the house before the horn dogs arrive.
Frank, hurry up. We're going to be late.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming, honey. You know, gee, it's awful windy, and my lips are chapped. I'm not sure it's safe for me to go out.
We can get chapstick on the way.
Let me get the door for you guys.
Okay, thanks. But JT, now if you need us...
Yeah, yeah, support me. Live it up. Have a good time.
Right. Yeah. Oh. T-minus 5 minutes to booty blast off.
Would you guys slow down? You still haven't told me which scarf looks better, and I want to be properly accessorized.
Karen, we're late. Now wrap one of those scarves around your neck and the other one around your mouth so we don't have to listen to you.
Okay, that's just sweet. Now, you guys, go on. You go out and stay out as late as you want. Please have a good time and don't hurry back.
Uh-huh. Hey. Don't forget, Lily has to be in bed by 8:30.
Lily?
Lily? Isn't she going with you?
Yeah, JT, I have her right here in my purse. No, of course she's not going with us. She's 7. She can't stay out that late. Now, take good care of her.
Okay. Lily? We have to babysit Lily? Man, this ruins everything. Now we gotta cancel the party.
Relax, Rich. We're not canceling anything.
Oh, let me guess. You're gonna let Lily watch, but only charge her half price?
No, that'd be wrong. What I'm gonna do is send her on a nice long trip to Camp Candy. Lily, could you come down here for a second, please? Break out the grub. It's not that kind of party, Lily. It's for grown-ups only.
But what about me?
I've got something much better for you than a stinky old grown-up party. Check it out. You're gonna have your own special party upstairs by yourself, huh? Check it out, Olsen Twin videos.
Sell them.
All the M&Ms you can eat.
Allergic.
Pepperoni pizza.
I don't really like pepperoni.
Then pick up the pepperonis and throw them around like little greasy frisbees, okay? Come on.
Oh, I'll get it.
But I don't want to go upstairs. I want to stay with you.
Hey! Bring on the babe.
Hey, Lily, all the grown-ups are here, so why don't you go upstairs and I'll check on you later, okay? Come on. Pass those frisbees.
JT, I can't believe it. You were actually able to outsmart a 7-year-old.
Hey, she's almost 8.
Frank Lambert! What are there, you big lug?
Little Tom Garrelly?
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't call me Little Tom anymore.
Yeah.
Frank, let me give you a little friendly advice. Don't ever go into the potato chip business. It's true. No one can eat just one.
Tom, this is my wife, Carol.
Hey, oh, isn't this great? Getting everybody together like old times?
Yeah, actually, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
See, all that worry for nothing. I knew you'd have a good time.
Well, especially since we haven't seen you know who.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, and the good times roll! Roy Tucker's in the house!
See you, Frank.
You know, Frank, you're having a good time. Don't let him get to you.
I'm not gonna let him ruin my night.
Oh, it's Lambert, my number 2 man.
Yeah, he just ruined my night.
Frank, he's with his daughter, so maybe he won't be a total jerk.
So, how's it going, Lambert?
How you doing, Roy? Roy, this is my wife, Carol. Carol, Roy Tucker.
Carol, nice to meet you.
Hello.
A looker like you married a guy like Frank. What are you, blind?
Gee, Roy, you're exactly like Frank described.
So, Roy, you gonna introduce us to your daughter?
Daughter? Better put on your specs, old man. This is Desiree, my fiance.
Nice to meet you. Really nice to meet you.
Honey, this is the guy I told you about. I nearly ripped his arm out arm wrestling.
Hey, Roy, you know how some stories just never get old?
Yeah.
Well, that one just did.
Well, I just opened up my 40th tire store. How about you, Frankie? Still painting houses?
No, Roy, that was a job I had for the summer when I was a kid. I'm a contractor now.
Oh, handyman.
No, not a handyman. I have a crew.
You know, I really want to talk about this, but we're going to go look at the old auditorium because I'm thinking about donating a new one. So later, number 2.
Not now, Lily. My friends are here. Maybe later. Here's a bag of pork rinds. Now go upstairs, okay?
Thanks a lot.
And in just 1 minute, the judges will have tabulated the votes and will announce this year's winner of the Caribbean Tropic Bikini Contest.
Come on, Mr. Buttons. If JT doesn't want us here, we'll go away and have a tea party of our own.
JT, man, we got enough money for a new TV!
Yep, and this is only the beginning, because next month, when Frank and Carol go camping, we're going to host pay-per-views with T-Shirt Showdown.
Oh, yeah. Go Showdown, go Showdown, go Showdown, go, 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 oh, 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 oh. The girls are back early, we're busted.
Whoa, check it out. And see, I didn't know we would have a live entertainment, too. Come on, ladies, take it off.
Yeah. Silence, morons. What the hell is going on here?
Hi, honey. We were just having some friends over to watch Masterpiece Theater. It's Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Missing Thong.
And now, this year's winner of the Caribbean Tropic Bikini Contest.
Yeah, what a ripoff. We want our money back. Yes, we're coming back here again.
Don't even try it. Sit. I cannot believe the two of you would watch something like that when you are supposed to be babysitting Lily.
Relax, Lily's fine. I just saw her a little while ago. I gave her a bag of pork rinds. She went back upstairs. She was happy as a clam.
I'll go make sure she's okay.
Hi, honey.
Don't you hi, honey, me. How could you watch that sexist, degrading display of half-naked women frolicking on the beach?
Honey, it wasn't all frolicking. I mean, some of these girls expressed some very deep concerns about the hole in the ozone layer.
Why? Because it melts silicone? Lily is not in her room. I can't find her anywhere.
Oh, man. I can't believe I let this happen.
There you go.
Oh, the nerve of that guy.
Oh, let me guess. Roy?
Yeah, I'm over there at the Swedish meatballs with my friends, and he had the nerve to offer me a job as an assistant tire stacker. Just enjoys making me feel small.
Mind if we join you, number two?
Actually, Roy, I'd rather sit on a table saw.
Just horse and park it, honey.
Frankie, you're hogging the whole table. Come on, move over.
Oh, I love these. So, you remember the wrestling tryouts in 71?
How can I forget, Roy? You mentioned it three times already.
Yeah, well, the girls haven't heard it yet. So, we're in the tryouts, and everybody thinks Frankie's got me beat. So I pull the old switcheroo! Pin him in 3 seconds flat, new school record. Why? Is that a great story or what?
Yeah, that was great. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go find a sandwich that I left in my locker about 25 years ago.
Mm. Hey, I gotta go to the camp. Why don't you two girls chit chat?
Nice reunion, huh? Yeah, I don't think my husband's having a very good time. I can see that. Look, I know that you are Roy's fiance, and I'm sure that deep down he's a decent guy, but do you think you could ask him to stop being such a jerk to my husband? I could, but it won't help. He does this to everybody. Well, I don't mean to pry, I mean, but then why on earth are you marrying this guy? Look, I can't keep this up. I'm not marrying Roy. We just worked together, and he couldn't get a date tonight, so he paid me to come here. I am a cashier. You're an employee at one of his tire stores? He doesn't own any tire stores. He just works at one. As the assistant manager in the retread department. Oh, so he lied about his success. Honey, he has been lying about everything.
Okay, thank you, officer. We'll do that. All right. Here's the deal. The police are going to start looking for Lily. In the meantime, we should start searching the neighborhood. We've got to find her. Now, you stay here in case Lily comes home or anybody calls.
JT, at least make yourself useful. Clean up this mess.
Yeah. Stay.
Lily, are you in there?
No.
Thank God.
Lily, what are you doing in here? We've been looking all over for you.
I'm having a tea party and you're not invited.
Can we talk?
Why? You don't care about me.
Of course I do, Lily. I love you.
Then why did you make me go upstairs and eat pork rinds by myself?
Because I needed a new TV, and I invited all these guys over, and... Okay. The truth is, I was a jerk. There's no excuse for what I did. And I'm your big brother. I should have taken care of you. But I didn't.
Yeah, you really blew it.
Yeah, I know. But I promise if you forgive me, I'll never, ever ignore you again. And I'll do anything to make it up to you.
Anything?
Anything.
Would you play dress up with me at my next tea party?
Sure. What should I wear?
Oh, just a wig, mom's pink robe, and red lipstick. So, will you do it?
Sure, I can't wait.
What are you doing?
I'm getting our coats, honey. We are leaving. I'm not going to listen to another one of Roy's stories.
Yeah, well, I just heard a story I think you might be interested in.
Let me guess. Is this the one where he scored the winning goal in the hockey game by ricocheting a puck off my head?
No. Desiree told me that Roy has been lying about everything, including her. She's not his fiance. In fact, he had to pay her to come with him tonight.
She's a lady of the night?
No, she's a cashier by day. They work together. And he doesn't own a chain of tire stores. He's just an assistant manager at one of them. Oh, and by the way, his hair, it's a weave.
She told you that?
Well, no, but I'm a beautician. I know these things. I mean, the point is that Roy's life is a disaster. He's a miserable, unhappy failure of a man.
Yes! Way to go, God! You're the man!
Come on. You gotta feel a little bad for him.
No, I don't.
Well, maybe you should.
Why?
Because all your life, you always thought that Roy was the winner. But the truth is, your life is 100 times better than Roy Tucker's. I mean, you're an honest, self-made man. Got a wife and kids who love you. You're the real winner.
Number two. The whole class is waiting to see me whip your tail at arm wrestling again.
Nah, that's okay, Roy. Not tonight.
Oh, come on, Frankie. You a chicken?
That's it, I'm ripping his arm off.
Frank.
No, I'm not going to let him humiliate me in front of my friends again.
Oh, just like old times, huh?
Yeah, Roy. Just like old times. Except this time you are going down.
Oh. That's never gonna happen, Lambert. One, two, three. Oh. Not much has changed. You still arm wrestle like a girl. Right. Why don't you just give up, Frankie? Because you know you can't win. You know why? Because I'm better than you. I got a hot little fiance and more money than I know what to do with. So face it, Frankie, I got you beat 7 ways to Sunday.
Go, get him, get him, get him, get him.
I saw what you did. You let him win, didn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
quite a guy, Frank Lambert. I'm proud of you.